You have reached the Every Little Thing helpline. Please leave a voicemail about a voicemail you can't delete.
Hi, my name is Elaine, and I have this voicemail that I can never, ever delete. This voicemail is a phone call that I had waited for 23 years.
The suspense. What could you be waiting for 23 years?
I was waiting to hear from my daughter, who I placed for adoption when she was born. I was 16. It was really hard.
How often did you think about getting this call?
Every day. All the time. I didn't necessarily anticipate it for the first 18 years because I knew that wasn't going to happen. But when she turned 18, I was really starting to hope for it. I did put on social media, on my Facebook page, I said, happy 18th birthday, Kendall, and I hope to hear from you soon.
You just put it into the universe.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't the thing I could post every year. It was just too heartbreaking to put that out as a reminder that I hadn't heard from her yet. The voicemail came in around 3:30 or something, and it was her mom. She called me.
Hey, Elaine. I am Kendall's mom. And Kendall has shown an interest and wants to talk to you and meet you. I can only imagine your thoughts right now. Bill and I want to talk to you. If you want to talk to us, thank you. Bye.
I must have listened to it 3 or 4 times.
Hey, Lane.
To get everything she said.
Hey, Lane.
And like trying to dissect it. Wait, go back. What was that? What did she say? And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. She wants to meet me.
Wants to talk to you and meet you.
Like, I just remember the overwhelm. It's like the window opened and the breeze came in and I could breathe fresh air for the first time in a long time. And then like a sudden like anticipation and being nervous, and we're gonna talk on the phone, and what if she changes her mind? Just so many thoughts.
And then when did you call Kendall's mom back?
Within the hour, maybe.
Oh, so like right away. Like you didn't need to sleep on it or something.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. No, I was ready.
What was that first call to Kendall's parents like?
They were very concerned with like how I was feeling. I was like, how are you feeling about this? And she's like, oh, we've wanted Kendall to be ready for a very long time. I was like, you have? And this worry and weight and uncertainty just kind of just lifted. Those are like the words I needed to hear that I didn't know I needed to hear.
So when was your first conversation with Kendall?
That night. And it had to be like a Google Meet because her dad was out of town and he wanted to be there. And then it ended up being like her whole family. Kendall was, she's like this person that I don't know, that I want to know better. And I just want to look at her like a weirdo.
Why is this the voicemail that you go back to?
It's like a moment in time where something I wanted actually came to fruition. Even though I was scared and nervous, I get to relive that moment. It is a memory because there's so many new things that have happened since then. You know, I get to text with Kendall and I get to talk with her. I got to be there when she picked out her wedding dress. And my boys were ring bearers at her wedding. and she has a baby, and I took his newborn photos. And so it was like, I couldn't have asked for it to be better.
Hi, ELT. This is Jenny, and I heard your call out for voicemails that we can't delete. And I had to call and talk about my little brother. Well, he's 27-ish. He just leaves the best voicemails.
Tommy, beat me if you want to reach me.
Sometimes just screaming from start to finish. It cracks me up every time. They're just the random blue looks good in the sky.
Baby blue ain't your color.
He like ends it by being like,
hey, this is your brother from the same mother. Just calling you. I was driving home. You don't have to call back. I'll just give you a ring on the thing. Driving home from work, so
it's definitely not a thing that has matured with us over the years. As we've gotten older, we still just leave random terrifying voicemails for each other.
I'll be home in about 5 minutes. I'm gonna eat some supper.
I love the relationship we have.
Talk to you like Tucker.
Love you.
Hey, ELT. I just saw your post about voicemails you can't delete, and I immediately thought, I immediately thought of thought I was going to be fine. I immediately thought of my friend Chuck.
Hello, Adam Fisher? Chuck, I was wondering about you, buddy.
He's a larger-than-life character, and I knew Chuck for several years. We worked together. He moved on to a new job, and so did I, and we talk every once in a while, occasional text. Hadn't talked in a really long time, and then out of the blue in August 2020, I got a voicemail from him.
I haven't heard from you for a long time, and I don't know why, but just you crossed my mind recently. So I said I'll reach out and see how you're doing. I hope you're well, buddy, and I don't know if you're still at the city, or I believe you are, but if you get a chance, give me a call back.
And he was as, you know, goofy as ever. And he ended the voicemail by saying,
I don't need anything, just making sure my buddy's still out there, okay? Talk to you later. Bye.
I called him back probably the next day. We played that phone tag and we never got reconnected. And a couple months later, he caught COVID and died. And I thank God I hadn't deleted the voicemail yet. And now I just, every once in a while, I just got to dip in there to make sure it's still there. And I listened to it right before calling you guys. And, yeah, so that's it. That's my buddy Chuck. He called me. Thank God he called me. And now I got that little piece of him forever.
So there's this one voicemail that I cannot bring myself to delete. My son was in first grade, and I got a call from his principal.
I'm as Vernon's damn principal at Pearl Sample. I'm sitting here with Sully.
And he was saying, no worries, he's not in trouble.
The reason I'm calling is because Sully, he was walking by a kindergartner who was struggling to get their arm through their coat, and he stopped and helped this girl get her arm through her coat so she could go to class. Other people walked right by. So I just wanted to thank you for sending such a nice gentleman.
And I remember hearing his voice.
Hi, Sully.
Hey, Mom.
And he was so, like, excited and nervous all at the same time.
Say bye, Sully.
Bye, Mom.
I love hearing that little voice. And as he gets older and bigger, I just go back and I want to give him a big hug and tell him good job.
My name is Jen, and I'm calling because I feel I have the best voicemail that I would never get rid of.
This is for you. This is Bambo. Sparky, we love you.
So this voicemail is my grandparents leaving a message for my mother's Yorkshire Terrier.
And Sparky, we miss you, honey. And I'm going to let Papa talk to you in just a minute, too.
They worried a lot about Sparky when she would go to work. They were concerned that he was lonely. So this was not the only voicemail. It's just the only one that we found on my mother's answering machine.
And we love you, honey. Don't you get depressed. You stay happy and we'll get you soon. Now
my grandmother, her impression of a dog bark is just the most bizarre thing.
Will you bark for me, Sparky?
You.
Here's Papa.
Hello, Sparky. Sparky Washer. Yes, we miss you over here, boy. You ought to be here, and I can take you out. Can you bark now? Bark one time. Can you bark like that? Give us a bark, Sparky. I want to see if you're all right. Yes, okay. Well, we love you and miss you. Bye. Bye, Sparky.
I want to say bye, too.
Okay.
Bye, Sparky. You tell your mommy, hey, and that we love her.
They were some of the most loving humans I've ever known. They were married for 59 years and went through a lot of hardship, but just supported each other. And they projected that love to everyone they met. It's just such a gift to still be able to hear their voice today. I miss them.
Was Sparky a very good dog?
No.
Don't you go away. We're not even close to done.
Oh, gee whimmickers, I thought we would.
More of your voice tales after the break.
My name's Logan, and I have some voicemails that I just can't get rid of. They're from my grandmother. She was the person that raised me, so she was kind of like a second mom to me.
Hey, kiddo, returning your call. I'll go ahead and text you.
About January 2021, my grandmother passed away after, a little over a year, battle with cancer, and I took care of her during that last year or so. I discovered the voicemails. She had already been gone for a couple of months. And I didn't realize I still had any because I usually delete all my voicemails. So finding those was really startling. Because, there's her voice. And I didn't really think I'd ever get to hear it again. I did immediately press play, but it was on that first one, the most recent one, where she was very sick.
You can come back now. Let's be on the phone.
Yeah. So that voicemail specifically is from one of the nights when I was at the hospital with her. And, like, I knew that voice, that confused sound. And I'd been listening to it for, you know, the last 6 months at that point. But I had to wait after that one before I listened to the others because I hadn't heard her sound well in such a long time.
It is almost 7 o'clock and it is dinner time.
That's definitely how I most remember her voice.
Name and number, huh?
Sure. Just constant pep in her step.
I'm parked at the bottom of the hill.
Before she got sick, she had more energy than I did at 25.
So I'll call again in a few minutes.
The house never felt empty when she was around.
Well, you got my name and you got my number, and I think you still got my carpet cleaner. So could you take a look around?
I did have her carpet cleaner.
I'm making coffee. Are you interested? Come on downstairs.
I like listening to them in this order, too, because it's like I get to scroll down and with each one listen to her get better in a way that she never got to in real life. You know, it's difficult at the beginning, but then by the end I'm smiling. And that's usually how hanging out with her went anyway. You know, she's the person that I would call when I was feeling down or when I just missed her, of course.
Hey, sweetie, it's just me trying to get hold of you. Bye.
It's been a really big adjustment not having that anymore. I didn't realize it until she was gone, but she was the person that I went to for everything. She was like my second brain out of my body. Glad to have all of these voicemails, even the ones where she's sick, because I don't want to just remember the good times with her. There were lots of them, but if you also lose the bad times, then you lose some of what makes that person's memory whole.
Hi, Flora. I missed a phone call about a year ago, and it was from a number that I did not recognize, and they left a voicemail. Some stranger out there probably left it for the wrong person, but I listen to it periodically, and I can't delete it.
I think you have an amazing personality. And do not let anyone tell you otherwise.
I think you have an amazing personality, and do not let anyone tell you otherwise.
ELT, this is Danielle from Wilson, North Carolina. I am calling about a voicemail that I cannot delete. It is from my grandma.
She does stuff. She has to pay for it, not me. You know, it might be, you know.
She butt-dialed me, and I'm originally from New Jersey, and my grandma has a very stereotypical Jersey accent.
Who owns that Subaru? And I said, I do. He said, oh, you got a good car. Remember you and I drove?
She's talking to her friend, Jerry.
So I said, oh, and then we called Jerry and tell her, I'm not going. But you didn't answer. I said she must be on the phone.
I was. Emily called. She's on her way home from her daughter's.
Oh, gee.
And because I don't live near her anymore, I don't get to see her much. Every time I feel like I'm missing some grandma, I just listen to that voicemail.
And we sure as heck are not going out to eat.
Oh, gee, Winnikers, I thought we would.
And it just makes me laugh every time.
I have bread. I have grilled cheese. I have soup. You know, so I have food, you know.
Gigi is what my kids call her, as great-grandma.
I just thought I'd let you know.
Gigi from Jersey. She just loves you guys so much.
Coming in tonight. Maybe.
Maybe.
Hi, ELT. I'm calling about the voicemail you can't delete. I have a couple from my late father.
Hey, Steve, it's your daddy. I'll catch you later, right? I'm at the car wash. Scrubbing a dubbing. I saw your pictures.
He died about 3 years ago. Actually, tomorrow is his actual birthday. There's one especially I can never delete. It was after we came home from vacation, and a squirrel had been loose in our house for 24 hours.
Your mom was giving me the running story of your Godiva-eating squirrel, and I just wanted to get an update on how you're doing.
It has everything. It has him laughing.
What a pain in the ass, huh? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You can hear the smile in his voice.
We'll catch up. I squeeze the kids for me.
And it hasn't said I love you.
Anyway, I love you.
And I'll never be able to delete that. And I listen to it all the time.
Thank you to everyone who left us voicemails about their voicemails. We loved hearing them, and we have others we want to share with you. So if you have a voicemail that you cannot delete, please call us and tell us about it. And of course, if you have a burning question, we're here for that too. 833-RING-ELT. 833-RING-ELT.
This episode was produced by Hadley Robinson, Stephanie Werner, Phoebe Flanagan, Annette Heist, and Flora Lichtman, with help from Doug Barron. Our fact-checker is Nicole Pasulka. Our editors are Jorge Just and Caitlin Kenny. Music by Dara Hirsch, Catherine Anderson, Bobby Lord, Emma Munger, Haley Shaw, Billy Libby, and John Kimbrough. Mixed by Dara Hirsch. Every Little Thing is a Gimlet production and a Spotify original podcast. Don't you get depressed, Sparky? Yoot, 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 yoot! Goodbye.